Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue to investigate lies in the textbooks concerning the people of the book, that is, the Jews and the Christian. What does the textbooks really teach about the people of the book, comparing to what is written in the pages of the Quran and what is commanded by Muhammad in the Hadith? Are we teaching our children from kindergarten to the 12th grade the truths about Islam and how Muslims think of us, the Christians and the Jews? Let us listen together first to what is written in the textbooks, then I will rebut it by the truth as what we should really teach our children instead of this propaganda hogwash of lies of Muslim and liberal in our textbooks for our public schools.
From the textbook World History, published by Pearson Prentice Hall, copyright 2007, on page 57, Muslims consider Jews and Christians to be people of the book, spiritually superior to polytheistic idol worshippers. Although there have been exceptions, the people of the book have historically enjoyed religious freedom in many Muslim societies.
Did you hear the lies which sadly we are inserting in our children's minds? We said to them in this textbook, Muslims consider Jews and Christians to be people of the book. That's wonderful. But listen to the following sentence. Spiritually superior to polytheistic idol worshippers. So here we see that Muslims do not call Christians polytheists. But here we see that the textbooks claim that Muslims consider Christians superior to polytheistic people. What does the word polytheist mean? Those are the people who worship more than one God. When you read a statement like this, you come to the conclusion that Christians or Jews are okay. But that's not true. And if you come to our children to tell them Christians are okay, Jews are okay, and Muslims are okay, then we just let Islam flourish in America and let our children have the freedom to choose between Christianity and Judaism and Islam. Maybe if we teach this to our children, they grow up to believe that Islam is just as equal in the eyes of God to Christianity and to Judaism. Now we're calling the evil Islam good. And at the same time, we're not really teaching the truth about Christianity or Judaism. Because according to the word of Allah in the Quran, Christians are polytheists. You see, the truth is, according to Islam, Christians are polytheistic people. Why? Because they do not worship just one God. That's why Allah in the Quran calls them infidels. Why Allah calls them infidels? Because they worship three gods. The God whom Muslims claim to be Allah, and Jesus, whom Muslims claim to be just a prophet, just a good man and a good teacher, and the Holy Spirit, which Muslims do not know that it is one person of the Godhead. And many of Muslim scholars consider the Holy Spirit to be many things. One of them, that he is Angel Gabriel. In Islam, anyone who worships anything besides Allah is a polytheist. That is to worship more than one God. And here, once again, general talk about Islam benefit Muslim and benefit Islam, and it will never benefit our children, and it will never bring the truth out. Where are the verses in the Quran that teach and support the lies these liberal and Muslims are teaching our children? I mean, it is unbelievable. When you open all these textbooks and read all what you want to teach about Islam and about Allah and about Muhammad, they always claim the Quran said, Muhammad said, Muslim believe, but they never give us the source of this information in the Quran nor in the Hadith. They just make it up. They're literally brainwashing our children with propaganda Islam for the purpose that our children will grow up to believe, hey, we worship the same God, Jews, Christian, and Muslim are wonderful three ways to heaven. And here we go in this passage. For example, our children are learning that Christians and Jews are much superior the polytheistic idol worshippers. Let's open the Quran and read the truth to see what does Allah call Christians. Are they polytheist or not? And what is the punishment for all Christians according to the words of Allah in the Quran? That is what we should really teach our children in our textbooks, in our public schools. In Quran chapter 5, verse 72, Allah's word said, "Infidels indeed are those who said, surely Allah is the Christ, son of Mary." The word indeed means for sure, for certain. So when Allah in the Quran said infidels indeed, that means for sure, for certain, the Christians are infidels. Why Allah said we are infidels? Because we believe that Jesus Christ, son of Virgin Mary, is God Almighty. Now, why can't we teach this to our children in our public schools? That the Quran teaches that Christians who believe that Jesus Christ, son of Virgin Mary, is God, are infidels. How about we go to the next verse? Quran chapter 5 and verse 73, where Allah said, "Infidels indeed are those who said, surely Allah is the third of three." All Christians who believe that Jesus Christ is God and the Holy Spirit is God, and God is a triune, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all these Christians are infidels indeed, for certain, for sure. That is what the Quran teaches about Christians. They are a bunch of infidels. You see, in Quran chapter 23, verse 91, Allah said, "Allah has not taken some son, and there was not any other God with him, or else each god will go with what he created, and perhaps some of them will be against the others. Praise be to Allah above what they describe." What Allah is talking about here in Quran chapter 23, verse 91. Allah is talking about the Christians who teach and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And Allah in the Quran here clearly teach that he has no sons. And the good evidence of that, if there is another God next to Allah, then there will be war between them. Everyone will fight over his created things. See, Muslims believe literally we worship three gods. They do not know that we worship one God and he's a triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Quran chapter 5, verse 17, same words. And listen carefully. "Infidels indeed are those who said, surely Allah is the Christ, son of Mary. Say, so who could have anything against Allah if he desired to destroy the Christ, son of Mary, and his mother, and all who are on the earth, and to Allah, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and what is between them. He creates what he wills, and Allah has might over all things." Here even Allah is threatening people, threatening Christ and his mama, Virgin Mary, that he will destroy them if he chooses. But the major idea in these verses that Jesus is not the Son of God, Allah have no son, and if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, or Jesus is part of God, the Trinity, which we Christians believe in, you are nothing but infidels. Now, why can't we teach this to our children in our public schools? In Quran chapter 5, verse 116, listen to the word of Allah. And Allah here is speaking directly to Jesus, which Muhammad called in the Quran, Isa. And when Allah said, "O Isa, son of Mary, did you say to the people, take me and my mother as two gods other than Allah?" He said, "Praise be to you. It is not for me that I say what is not true for me. If I had said it, so indeed you know it. You would know what is in my soul, and I do not know what is in your soul. Surely you are the knower of the unseen." What do we learn from this verse? that Allah assured the Muslims and the Quran assured humanity that Jesus and his mother, Mary, are not gods.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Let us look again to another verse in the Quran. Chapter 4, verse 171. Allah is speaking to the people of the book, the Christians and the Jews. And He said, O people of the book, do not exaggerate in your religion and do not speak against Allah except the truth. Surely the Christ Isa, son of Mary, is only a messenger of Allah and His word, which He cast to Mary and a spirit from Him. There's so much we can talk about this verse, but I'm going to skip to the next important part here. Allah said, so believe in Allah and His messengers and do not say three. Do not say three. What does Muhammad mean by that? Go read any Muslim scholar interpretation. That is the Trinity, the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. Cease. It will be better for you. Surely Allah is only one God. Praise be to Him. That there would be to Him a son, to Him what is in the heavens and what is on the earth. And Allah is sufficient as guardian. Did you hear what Allah said in the Quran? Christian, stop believing that Jesus is the Son of God, because God have no son. Stop believing in Trinity, because there is no such a thing as Trinity. And if you believe that Jesus is God, and if you believe that the Holy Spirit is God, that make you a polytheist. So from the teaching of the Quran, all Christians are polytheists. Why? Because they worship more than one God. There is only one God in the Quran. His name is Allah. And if you do not believe in this Allah alone, if you believe Jesus is the Son of God, if you believe Jesus and the Holy Spirit is two persons with God the Father, it will make three, will make Trinity, that make all Christian polytheists. So let's look back again to the statement in the textbook. It says, Muslims consider Jews and Christians to be people of the book. Wonderful. I'm glad to know that. Spiritually superior to polytheistic idol worshippers. I'm sorry. From the teaching of the Quran, I learned just now that Christians are polytheists. Why? Because they worship Jesus and they worship the Holy Spirit. They don't worship one God, Allah, who have no son, but they actually worship Jesus Christ and they worship the Holy Spirit and they worship God the Father. They believe in three persons in one God. Now, according to the Quran, all Christians are polytheists. And according to the Quran, all Christians are infidels. I mean, the Quran is very clear. Infidel indeed are those who believe Jesus, son of Virgin Mary, is God. Infidel indeed are those who believe in the Trinity. That's us, Christians. We are a bunch of infidels. Let us see, what is the punishment to all Christians according to the teaching of the Quran? We'll go to Quran chapter 9 and verse 5. Very well known verse. It is the verse of the sword. Allah said, in Quran chapter 9 verse 5, Allah said, so when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them, and take them as captive, and besiege them, and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent and perform the prayer and give the legal alms, so leave their way free. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Let's read the verse one more time by taking the word polytheist out and replace it by the word Christians. So when the forbidden months are past, that is the 4 months, the last 4 months, for the people who live in Mecca, for the people who live in Saudi Arabia, for the people who live on planet Earth. Notice that these four forbidden months, in which during Arabs did not kill each other, ended 1400 years ago. After this last 4 months, Allah commanded the Muslim to do what? To kill the Christians wherever you find them, and take them as captive, and besiege them, and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent, if they convert to Islam, perform the prayer, give the legal alms, so leave their way free. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. There are three choices by Allah's word in the Quran for American, for Christians, for the Jews. Number one, Muslim will kill us. Number two, Muslim will take us as slave. Number three, we must convert to Islam. Why is that? It's very simple. Because we are polytheists. Because we worship Jesus. Because we worship the Holy Spirit. We do not believe in Allah or Muhammad. Once again, let me remind you, all Christians are infidels. Why? Because Allah in the Quran said, infidel indeed are those who believe in Jesus to be the Son of God. Infidel indeed are those who believe in Trinity. Listen to the punishment for the infidels. According to the word of Allah in the Quran, chapter 47 and verse 4. So when you meet those who became infidels, so strike the necks until you have made a great slaughter among them. Let's read the verse again by changing the word infidels by the word Christians. I did not say Christian or infidels, but Allah in the Quran said Christians are infidels indeed, for sure. So, Quran chapter 47, 4 will read, so, when you meet those who became Christians, so strike the necks until you have made a great slaughter among them. That's why Muslims have the duty to behead every last Christian and Jew. Why? Because we are nothing but bunch of infidels. And the teaching of the Quran fit perfectly with the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith in Sahih Muslim when he said, I have been commanded by Allah to engage in war with people till they testify to the fact there is no God but Allah and believe in me. That is what we should teach our children in our public schools. But then listen to the rest of the lie in the textbook. For we read, although there have been exceptions, the people of the book have historically enjoyed religious freedom in many Muslim societies. Historically? What history? Like where? And like when? You cannot teach this propaganda to our children without giving me evidence. Where in the world, for the last 1400 years, have Christians and Jews enjoyed religious freedom? If Muhammad kicked the last Jews and the last Christian out of Saudi Arabia land, if the Muslim killing every Jews and Christians he can put their hand on in the Saudi Arabia peninsula, and they did the same everywhere else in planet Earth. They killed 4 million of my Christian ancestors in Egypt. That is Islam. Muhammad fought and killed Christians and Jews. Muhammad followers, the true Muslim believers, fought and killed millions of Christians and Jews. And even today, Christians and Jews are persecuted in the 57 Muslim countries around the world. Islam and the Muslim world never give Christian opportunity to enjoy religious freedom. And the Jews were hunted by Muhammad, and even today are still hunted by the Muslims. And that is because Muhammad said that the day of resurrection will not come until the Muslim kill every last Jew. Therefore, we must correct our textbooks. For historically, Christians and Jews never enjoyed religious freedom in any Muslim society. That is what should be taught our children. And the proof is very simple. Let us go to Saudi Arabia to see how many churches and how many synagogues, how many Christians and how many Jews are living the freedom of religion in the Saudi Arabia land. The answer is, from Muhammad days until today, the number is none, zero. This is not just about Saudi Arabia. This is, as I said earlier, in every Muslim country. I can take you right now in a tour, one country at a time, and I will show you that Christians are persecuted. They never have freedom of religion. So is the Jews. We just kicked out the Jews out of Egypt the last few months. And this will be the case until Christ come back. So from Muhammad days until today, Christians and Jews never had freedom of religion. Not in Saudi Arabia, not in their own home countries. So it is time for us to correct our textbooks and teach the truth and the correct history to our children. Not this propaganda of Islam, which will destroy the future of our children. But sadly, this will not happen until the teachers learn some truths about Islam and the church wakes up to learn more about lies in the textbooks. Join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.